My podcast is the Universal Lottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 9 with verses 17 through 20. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, "This is why I have raised you up, to show my power through you, that my name may be proclaimed throughout the earth. Consequently, he has mercy upon whom he wills, and he hardens whom he wills. You will say to me then, why then does he still find fault? For who can oppose his will? But who indeed are you, a human being, to talk back to God? Will what is made say to his maker, why have you created me so?" Does God deserve smack? I mean, that's what he's saying here. Are you going to talk smack to the Lord? Do we have the right to tell our Lord and Savior our disgustments, what makes us feel overwhelmed, filled with blame or shame? Today, speaking to the Romans, Paul describes what Scripture says to Pharaoh. "This is why I have raised you up, to show my power throughout, that my name proclaimed throughout the earth." Consequently, we learn he wills his mercy or chastisement upon the faithful as much as the lost. We experience it even more because of our desire to remain surrendered, wanting to never oppose his holy will. As Paul states, "Who indeed are you, a human being, to talk back to God?" We learn to practice, pray, and proclaim our love, faith, and hope of Jesus by sharing the redemption firsthand, willing and ready to accept whatever he gives or whatever he keeps from us for whatever reason he deems crucial to fulfill his holy will, renounced to live Christ's redemption without second thoughts. Just living the name of Jesus. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord, please forgive us. Forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. Continue to pray for our children aloud, Alexandra and Alan especially. We're asking for Christ's love to intervene. We pray for our other children, Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey. Our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We miss them so. We pray for those who pray for us, those that we've said that we'd pray for, those that we said that we would pray for. We pray for those who are dying today. Lord, help us to understand your will and give us peace. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Romans 9. We're in verses 17 through 20 this morning. It's a three-stanza poem. It's got some try lines in the ending, but the beginning is an ongoing. It is titled, "God Deserve Smack?" That's a question. Pharaoh heard scripture to obey. "You raised power divine proclaimed. Earth throughout, name mine, not wordplay. Holy mercy or chastisement, will his ordained. Fault find why, will his oppose? Tears humans cry, indeed, who suppose? God deserves smack? Maker spewed shame. Back talking shack. Me created sane. Amen. Hope you get that one. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's December 20th, 2021. I'm recording this morning at 7:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're still hanging out with us, you're enjoying a little bit of Shane Everett's piano work titled I Surrender All. It's from his album Window to the Inner Court. I'd like to plug our background music, obviously, and simply go into a little impromptu work before we close today. We're closing at around 7:11. In the name of Jesus. About the same time we close today, seems ordained in the name of Jesus. Say good day to our good friends John and Marie. As always, in the name of Jesus. Be at peace in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. God bless you. In the name of Jesus.